Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Savad. And right now, you are tuned in to Moth to a Flame, the podcast for music lovers. It's been a little over a month since I've put any new content out, and I want to apologize for that. I've been going through a creative lapse as well as being busy with other endeavors. I got a chance to talk to one of my homeboys. His name is Shamik. We've been talking about music for the past few months, so I wanted to invite him on the show. Earlier this week, we talked about which year in music was better, 2013 or 2015. We're going to break that down and debate over it in this episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Peace. All right, so this is the first installment of Versus. Right now, we're going to do 2013 versus 2015 music. And right now, I have my boy, Shamik. Say, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all living?
So they got a soft-ass voice. Anyway, we're going to go through these categories. The first category is XXL Freshman List. So we'll go through who had the best freshman. Then we'll go through mixtapes, singles, rap albums, and R&B albums. And then we'll tally up who won in those categories, and then we'll figure out which year was better, 2013 or 2015. Now, Shamik, he said 2013 is better. I say 2015 is better. So, since you got 2013, go ahead and we're going to start off with XXL Freshman. So, who was on XXL Freshman 2013?
All right, I ain't got everybody on there, but the notable names, I got Schoolboy Q, Joey Badass, Absol, Logic, Chief Keef, and Travis Scott.
Man, Chief Keef was on there?
Hell yeah, bro.
Damn.
And all of them, they still relevant today, too.
Yeah, you're right. I think you might win in that category. That's six
relevant right there. Yeah. Man, Chief Keef making trash-ass music still. Bro.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. I've never really been a Keef fan, but whatever. I wrote down all of the freshmen. Yeah, they pretty trash, to be honest. You got Rory.
Who?
Exactly. K-Camp is... OG Mako. The only song I know is Bitch You Guessed It. Kid. I can't think of one song. I do know that one song. Was it Kid? It was like Kid, My Face on Every One. One
poster.
It was a Lil Wayne song, I think. I don't know. I know he ain't Young Money, or was in Young Money. Vince Staples. Vince Staples still relevant. Tink.
Okay.
I don't really know nothing about her.
Tink?
I don't really know nothing about her.
Yeah, she amazing, bro. She's still R&B, like, not really rapping.
All right, Dej Loaf.
She was hot.
I know like three songs by her. And one of them got Wayne on it. That You Mean Hennessy. And then that Let a Nigga Try Me. Nope, never heard of it. All right, next. Oh, Shy Glizzy.
Okay. I don't fuck with Glizzy.
Yeah, I don't either. Gold Link.
Okay, yeah, all right.
He pretty relevant, I guess. Man. But the best one on this list is Fetty Wap. 2015, Fetty Wap was popping, bro. 2015, Fetty Wap was popping. That's true. P&B Rock basically took his spot. So yeah, I think you got that. I think you got you definitely got the XXL freshman. Say what?
Check Martin.
Oh, shit, you fancy? Alright, okay. Alright, next, we got mixtapes.
Oh, shit, alright. You go first.
Coming out the gate, Future was taking off, man. Future was taking off in 2015. Yeah, 56 Nights and Beast Mode.
Classic.
Exactly. Then, Thugga Thugga with Slim. Ooh, I said Slim.
Yeah, this nigga.
I mean, Slime Season.
Damn.
1 and 2. And then we heard the emergence of Lil Uzi with Love Is Rage. Yeah, that's really all I got. That's 5 solid mixtapes.
Yeah, I'm right. But, Migos, Young Rich Niggas.
That was a mixtape?
Yes.
Thought it was an album. All right.
No, mixtape, bro.
Okay.
All right. That's like a classic, too.
Yeah.
All right, Lil Durk, Song to the Streets.
Who?
Lil Durk, bro?
I don't listen to Lil Durk.
Song to the Streets is fucking hard as shit.
It was? Was it before he started doing the auto-tune and
bullshit?
Yeah,
before that.
All right, cool.
This is his first project. Yeah, all right. All right, and then I got... You know who Speaker Knockers is?
Yeah. All right. That's one dude or is it a group?
The Speaker is it's one nigga from South Carolina.
But two mixtapes. It's called Speaker Knockers.
His name is Speaker Knockers. Alright. Anyway, I don't really know
that many songs by him. I just know I hear a lot of people say that Nav sounds just like him.
Cole, he dropped Truly Yours 1 and 2.
Ooh. That was sweet. 13, okay. Lil
Wayne dropped Dedication 5.
Stop. What? 2013. Man, Lil Wayne fell off 2011.
Oh, Chance, that's a rap. That's not an album.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's it. That's all I got. I got Tiger on here.
Stop. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Tiger's horrible.
All right. Yeah. That's all I got. You want that.
All right. Mixtapes, 2015. Singles.
Rap.
I just put them all together.
Oh.
For singles, yeah.
Alright, so for the rapping shit, Trinidad James had All Go There thing.
Okay.
That shit was fire.
Okay.
Stop it.
I get it. YG,
my nigga.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
That I don't know. I just don't like YG as an artist. He's just trash me.
Bro, my nigga, that shit had, bro. That's a staple in hip hop. Rich Homie Quan came out with Ty Boy.
Who?
Feel some Ty Boy?
Oh, I thought you said Ty Boy. Nah, I'm like, what is that? Boy.
Alright, Ace Hood, Bugatti.
Ooh, okay.
So we're gonna do like R&B shit together too?
Yeah, I'll just put them all together. But as far as singles.
Alright, Pharrell, Happy.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
T-Pain, Up and Down.
Yeah. T-Pain started falling off.
Robin Thicke, Blurry Lines.
He got sued for that, so that don't count.
Alright.
I mean, if you wanna count it, whatever.
How Many Drinks, Miguel? Kelly Rowland, Kisses Down Low.
What is that?
Stop it.
I'm so serious.
Kelly Rowland?
Kisses Down Low?
Yes. That, you
know, I've never
that?
Heard that song, no.
Anyway, man. And for my final one, Ray J, I Hit It First.
That's all you got for that single? Okay.
That's
I'm going to tell you right now. 2015 had like way better. You want to hear him? I got you. We're going to start off with Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. That shit. Yeah. That shit was gone. Yeah, you're right. I got another one that beat everything you got. Hotline Bling.
Damn.
By Drake.
That came out
in 2013? 2015. Headass. Supposed to be. By Omarion, Chris Brown, and Generico.
Damn.
Man, I got some dance songs on this joint. That what's his name? Rich Homie Quan.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I got Watch Me by Silento. That's his only hit. But
he won a Grammy for that.
Okay. Ray Shrimmer, No Type. I ain't finished. Remember, I know you seen, what movie was that? Fast and Furious. That See You Again by Wiz Khalifa.
Damn, yeah. You could have just started.
Trap that. Queen, Fetty Wap. Let me see what else.
The Year of the Walk.
Oh, and Earned It by The Weeknd.
Great, excellent.
So, I think 2015 got that one. Go ahead.
You want to know?
Go ahead and mark that one.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to rap albums.
Ah.
I'm gonna let you go first on this one, dog.
Right. coming out the gate, you know, Cole, Born Center.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's
Hove, Magna Carta.
That shit was trash.
Okay, let's not be disrespectful.
Stop. Magna Carta was his, like, worst album ever. Sprint gave it out for free. That's how trash the album was.
A$AP Rocky, Long Live A$AP.
Okay.
That shit is a classic.
That was a classic.
Juicy J, Stay Trippy.
Who?
Juicy J.
So one more time.
Stop playing, man.
Juicy J is horrible.
Bro, that album was fucking Bands That Make Her Dance.
That's one song. Why you put that on your singles?
Because it's a part of the album.
I guess. That was horrible.
You got some more shit, but I didn't write it down.
I wouldn't write it down either.
Pusha T, My Name Is My Name.
Mmm, that's a good album.
That shit is.
That's a good album.
Childish Gambino, Because of the Internet.
Yeah.
A$AP Ferg, Trap Lord.
A$AP Ferg got some dope albums. I don't think he have any like slack albums.
This shit is good, but they're not like great. I don't fuck with Eminem, but The Monster, that was a decent album.
I definitely don't fuck with Eminem.
All right.
What was the album called?
The Monster. That shit had the Rihanna song in there. Love the Way You Lie.
What? I thought he only had like them relapse. What was that other shit called? I don't know. I don't listen.
Maybe it's not called The Monster.
I don't think it's called The Monster, bro. Next.
Hey, Mac Miller, watching movies with the sound off. You don't fuck with Mac Miller? That year he was high.
Okay.
Like
what song he had on there?
I don't know. Hey, Self-Made 3.
Who?
Self-Made 3.
Ooh, MMG?
MMG.
Okay.
He had Levels on there. He had Black Grammys.
Okay.
Alright. 2 Chainz, Folks 2.
That was a good album.
French Montana, Excuse My French.
Alright. What song was on there?
See, I think Pop That was on there.
Pop That? Nah.
That shit wasn't on there?
I don't think it was on that one.
Oh,
I don't know. Right. It might have been.
My man, Kanye, he dropped Yeezus. I had to put it on there, though. I had to put it on there because, like, hey, Wale dropped Gifted.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Big Sean, Hall of Fame. Yeah. Lil Wayne dropped I Am Not a Human Being, too.
Oh, my God.
That shit is. That's good.
No, man. After Carter 3, Lil Wayne album was terrible after that.
DJ Khaled, Suffering From Success.
Name a song up there.
Hell's Kitchen, Cole. I got Cole and Bob.
On that?
Yeah.
I got to look that up.
He got No New Friends. Yeah, No New Friends on
that. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got to listen to that album. I don't remember that. I remember that song. I just don't remember that album.
And then, Tiger dropped Hotel California.
Okay. All right. You named Tiger one more time.
All right, bro.
If it ain't taste, I ain't trying to hear it, to be honest. Hey,
my last one, Drake. Nothing Was the Same. That's a classic, bro.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
That's all. All right, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it for the rap, right?
Yeah, that's it for the rap.
You only named to me, I ain't gonna lie, you named about 4 albums, though. Fire. I got you, though. Don't worry. I help you out. Rap album 2015. We coming out the gate with it. With If You're Reading This, It's Too Late by Drake.
Okay.
Then after that, What a Time by Drake and Future.
Oh shit, that was on something.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then hold on. You got 56 Nights, Beast Mode by Future. Those are 2 mixtapes. And then following that, that all came to Dirty Sprite 2 by Future. His only best album. In my opinion. Then you got Big Sean, only good album. Cause that we say Hall of Fame was on it. Horrible. Dark Sky Paradise, that was the only good album by Big Sean.
I don't understand.
Travis Scott Rodeo.
Man, I was fucking listening to music today and I saw that shit, I was like, fuck yeah.
It's horrible, huh? I got one by Wale, the album about nothing. I don't know if it's better than Gifted.
No.
But Gifted was nice. But I wouldn't buy nothing.
Girls on drugs.
Oh, this is gonna set it off. This trumps all of this. It's a Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar.
That shit was trash, bro.
You're trash.
That shit was trash.
What are you tripping? You tripping.
Trash. I don't wanna hear that.
It's better than Hall of Fame?
Well, of course. I mean, shit.
And what else you got on there? Man, to Pimp a Butterfly.
Nothing Was the Same is better than every album that you just listened to.
What?
Yes.
No. Hold on.
Yes.
You might be right. You might be right on that. Yes. But If You're Reading This at 2-8 is like right under that.
We're Born Sinner better than If You're Reading This at 2-8.
No. Yes. No. Man, To Pimp a Butterfly better than all of that, bruh.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Musically, lyrically, that song make you feel black on every song.
That song made me fall asleep in the car. That whole album made me fall asleep.
Fuck slap you, bruh.
I'm just like,
you named Tiger.
Tiger was hot.
Stop.
2013, bro.
What song was hot?
I don't know.
See, you don't even know what song was hot about him.
500 Degrees.
That's Lil Wayne, bro.
That's him and Wayne. Wayne Future.
That's from the original Hot Boy song, though.
But he did it.
He shouldn't have did it. Yeah, only song he should have did was Taste. He had an album that came out in 2015. I didn't write it down.
Why would you?
Because he's horrible. He got that song and, that album. The album with him and Chris Brown. That came out in 2015. Terrible. I didn't listen to it. All I remember is I'm gonna make you waffles and cheesecake, which didn't rhyme with
what
anything
is that?
Else. Nah, that.
I'm gonna make you walk for some cheesecake?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make you walk. Who said that?
Tiger, bro. That's why I don't know why you wrote that down. That's why I don't know why you wrote that down, bro.
I'm gonna make you walk for some cheesecake. Alright, man. I don't know if you won that one.
You don't know if I won that one?
I got nothing to say.
It's that's two
you,
albums.
It's just because you put November Butterfly at such a high level.
Okay. What a Time to Be Alive. If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. Mm-hmm. Dark Sky Paradise. Mm-hmm. Rodeo.
That's four? My
yeah.
Name Is My Name. Self-Made 3. Born Sinner. Nothing Was the Same. Damn. What, Gifted.
Okay. If we talk about general consensus. Whose side gonna be? Who's, which year is better?
Oh, Two Chainz. Two Chainz was hard.
Yeah, both was hard. Both two was hard.
Oh, and Long Live ASAP, bro.
Oh, 2015. ASAP had an album out 2015.
I know, but it wasn't
too.
As good as this one.
It wasn't.
Yeah, this is best album. Long Live ASAP.
Damn, I don't know how we gonna chalk this one up.
He had Peso on there. He had fucking problems on there.
He did.
He
problem
had
on
the
there.
Shit where he was.
One Train.
Yup. Yeah, what's the shit where he was like, oh, we must be.
I know what song it is. I just can't think of it.
Yeah, he had fucking problems.
Yeah, it's a toss up. It's a toss up.
We can come back.
Okay. All right, R&B albums.
You go first because I feel like you got
one. No, I only got like five.
Oh, okay.
I put this group in high regard too. The Internet Ego Death. I don't know if you listen to it, but it's amazing. Oh, then I got your boy, Late Nights. Jeremiah's 2015, baby.
Jeremiah, man. That shit was hard.
Oh, Erykah Badu, Can't Use My Phone.
Oh, that was good.
It was amazing. Beauty Behind the Madness, The Weeknd. I'm pretty sure that trumped everything you got over there. And then, last but not least, Trap Soul by Bryson Tiller.
Classic. Okay. All right. Justin Timberlake R&B?
Yeah.
Alright, Justin Timberlake dropped his 2020 experience.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he had too many times shit on there.
Justin Timberlake, to me, is the white Usher.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sierra, dropped Sierra. Had Body Party on there.
Alright, next.
That's all I can think of. Right. Hey, John Legend, Love in the Future.
That's the one with, is All of Me on there?
The song with Rick Ross is on there. I think All of Me is on there.
Yeah, it is.
Damn, that was 2013. Yeah. Damn. The Weeknd, Kiss Lane.
No. That's not better than
I had to put it on there, but it's not
y'all,
better
I feel you. That's not better than
Beyonce dropped Beyonce.
I don't know what songs is on there.
She got Mine with Drake.
Ooh,
she
yeah.
Is this what I'm talking about?
Is Halo on there?
No. Damn, I should have really. I think Drunk Love is on there. Mine is on
that
drunk about it.
Yeah, probably.
Alright. Molly Cyrus, is that the I feel like you don't fuck with Molly Cyrus. But
Molly Cyrus is horrible.
This is when she was fucking with black people.
Okay.
She had bangers. Wrecking Ball. She had the shit with Juicy J.
Oh my, can you go with this Juicy J shit again?
Juicy J was popping in 2013.
Juicy J was popping.
He was popping
in 06.
Alright, Janae Aiko, she dropped Sailed Out. When she had the worst on there. Woo! The three, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Damn.
PND, dropped PND.
Yeah.
And then, Justin Bieber dropped Journals on it. Justin Bieber is fire. Journals is fire.
I ain't wanna say nothing, but Justin Bieber dropped in 2015 too.
Oh, it's Purpose, right?
Purpose, yeah.
Damn. Oh, and my nigga Sean Kingston dropped.
Oh, your twin. Hey man, if y'all don't know, my boy Sean Meek look like Sean Kingston.
Oh, fuck, I know. And K Michelle, she dropped.
Stop. No. So we're not. K Michelle, Monica, Mary J. Blige, all them in the same trash category.
You just call Mary J. Blige trash?
She's horrible, bro. Alright, that's... She sing about the same shit.
Just call Mary J. Blige trash.
You like Mary J. Blige? Like you look like you like
Mary J. Blige. You're the only person I know who don't like Mary J. Blige.
Nah, I can
you
name...
You just call her trash.
I can call like five people and ask if they think that Mary J. Blige is trash. I'm talking about singing. I ain't talking about, like, her popularity.
Oh my God, she's a terrible person.
How she a terrible person?
Not shit,
exactly, that's why I fuck with her in the first place. Like, that's strike one. Strike two, she can't sing to me. And then strike three, I don't know if you saw her on the Tyler Perry movie, she was horrible. I don't remember which
one. Oh, the one with Taraji?
Yeah, that shit was terrible.
That movie is bad.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with Tyler Perry like that. I fuck with Tyler Perry, I just don't fuck with Madea.
That shit is so weird.
Madea is trash. Like, I used to watch the plays when
Madea
I was little.
Madea is trash?
Yeah.
The character?
Yeah. Yes, she is, yeah, bro. Madea is why fire. Why we saying she is a dude? Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Let's play. You said no character. Damn, I don't know, bro. The rap and the R&B albums is kind of a toss-up. Yeah, he did.
So you got Purpose. You won. You got Trap Soul, Purpose.
Beauty Behind the Madness.
Beauty Behind the Madness.
Late Nights.
And Late Nights.
Yeah.
Those four classics in my opinion.
All right, so who?
What you got? I got Beyonce.
Oh, the way you said it, man, it's looking like 2015 got R&B.
You won. Who was the new artist for like 2015
R&B? Bryson Tiller. Oh, Tory Lanez. Well, he wasn't new. But like Chicks Tape 3 came up. I don't know if you listened to Chicks Tape 3.
I don't listen to
it. What's dude's name? Post Malone.
He dropped in 2015?
No. White Iverson came out. And Too Young came out. Both of them came out in 2015. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. It's looking like 2015 won. Look at the categories real quick.
You want R&B shit?
I want mixtapes, singles, and R&B albums. Rap albums is still up for debate. That's still up for debate. Ooh. You want to chalk that up as a tie?
Yeah.
It don't even matter because 2015 won. I told you this, man. I told this man that 2015 is better than 2013.
Nobody was listening to Bob at the time.
I listened to Bob.
Quarter Race
2? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I listen to Baza. I don't think nobody else
listened
to
Baza
like that.
But
it was some other people that I didn't write down that dropped that I knew people wasn't listening to. Oh, Classic Man came out too by Jadenna.
Oh, the game.
Huh? It's stupid.
Damn. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of more shit, but like, I don't fuck with it, so I wasn't like right now.
Alright, man, so we're gonna chalk it up to 2015. Being the winner, huh?
Bro, I won one fucking category.
Yeah, it's horrible. I'm sorry.
Freshman, I don't fuck with none of these niggas on here. But Travis Scott. Enjoy Badass.
Your whole Schoolboy Q?
Not really.
You tripping?
Not as heavy as Travis Scott. Enjoy Badass.
Hold on, Schoolboy Q dropped in 2013, didn't he? I'm pretty sure that Man of the Year. Collard Greens.
2014. Cause I was shopping for everybody. You know what I hated? Apple Music telling me that fucking Good Kid, Mad City came out in 2013.
It did, didn't it?
No, it came out in 2012.
Oh, man, that's just like that on Forest Hills Drive. Like it came out the last month.
I was so upset.
I'm upset. So what were you at in 2013?
Alright, so
he's probably in like fifth grade, right?
Shut up. 2013, I was in eighth grade. Yeah, yeah.
I was close enough.
When 2013 first started, I was in eighth grade. Don't hood right shit with my friends. And then I was in ninth grade. Don't hood that shit with my friends. So, you know.
Damn, bro. Yeah, like, 2013. Bro, 2013 was my... What did I do 2013? 2013, I just got an Army.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about the Army.
I was working at this hotel. I quit that job. And, yeah, I got an Army.
I think we was at a hotel. Yeah. I was wondering where y'all
went. They straight. I was doing security first, and then they was like, oh, no, you too nice. You need to work front desk.
You too
nice. So, I was working front desk, smiling for everybody. Damn, you was eighth grade?
I even wrote notes for what I was doing in 2013.
What you was doing? Doing hood rat shit with my friends. Yeah, okay. Whoa, whoa. I ain't gonna say that out loud. Dang. You doing some gangster shit, man?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, man.
You see, 2015. Okay. 2015. This was... Okay, so 2014, I got to my first duty station. I got to Kansas. And, 2015, that was when I, 2015 I got my first, not my first car, but I bought my first car in the Army, and yeah, I remember them late nights bumping, if you're reading this is too late, Dirty Sprite 2, because I used to hate Future before Dirty Sprite 2 came out, and then To Pimp a Butterfly, like I said before, that's my favorite album of all time, so, yeah.
Right. 2015, man. I was sophomore.
Damn. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was a sophomore, bro. I just went to a new school, like private school type shit. Football. Bro, 2015 was a blur. But like
2015 was hard, bro. I don't know, for me it was.
I was not fucking with the Butterfly. I remember when if you're reading this late job, it was in February.
Yeah.
I'm in social studies class on my little laptop and shit. I'm just searching up his name. Search up Drake. Surprise mixtape.
Yeah.
Oh shit. And this was the time where like when streaming first started.
So yeah.
Like, Apple Music, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Why I'm only listening to one song.
Yeah.
Cause like that shit wasn't they only had Legend up there, the first song. Apple Music took that shit down. I'm like, damn, I can't find it.
I think 2015, that was when I started like getting into like the Breakfast Club and
that was 2013 for me.
Yeah, DJ Academics. Who else? Oh, Ebro in the Morning, all of them. That's when I started getting into like the whole the media stuff. Yeah. Cause before that, like when I was in when I was in AIT 2014, my roommate, he used to listen to The Breakfast Club heavy. And I was like, I never really listened to like talk radio. I thought it was kinda boring. But I don't know, Charlamagne the God is he's a GOAT, man. He definitely one of my inspirations as far as like podcasting and broadcasting and media.
So,
you heard about the thing with him and his wife? Like they trying to fire him from The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, I seen that shit. But like the rape shit. Well, at first, because I watch his podcast, I listen to his podcast.
Brilliant Idiots?
He talk about that shit. Yeah. He talk about that shit. Dude, but what he was saying was that the girl had got raped at a party he was hosting. That's what he was saying on the podcast. But I don't know if it's like the same situation.
It was something else. Because they was trying to get him because he said that...
He had sex with a girl that watches on
TV. Him and his wife.
His wife?
Him and his wife, like when they was like boyfriend and girlfriend, they had sex. They had sex, but both of them was drunk. So he was basically saying that both of them had unconventional sex. But I mean...
I mean, he talked about all this shit in his book, too.
Yeah, haven't read it yet, but that's on one of my reads for this shit. He got another book. Oh, it's either out or it's on the way. I don't remember.
Shit called Strip Points.
He from the same state as you?
South Carolina.
All right.
I don't know where the fuck he from, though. Like,
he from Monk's Corner.
I don't know, like, where that's at.
Like, I never heard of that place in my life. Yeah, he said it's on, like, one street, like.
Monk's Corner.
Yeah. Man, what else you want to talk about, bro?
Hey. Scorpion.
Oh. Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. We could definitely talk about Scorpion. Yo, it's been a whole, like, it's been a month since I dropped a podcast. It's been a month since the Drake album came out. And to be honest, y'all, I've just been real busy. I'm currently in the military. I'm trying to get out. And I got like 2 more months. So, yeah. So, I don't know if this is going to be the last episode before I get out or not. I'm not really banking on it. I'm definitely going to try to give y'all some more content. But anyway, Scorpion.
Swag. How you feel about it?
Scorpion was dope. If I had to put it in his discography, though, it ain't better than Take Care. It ain't better than Nothing Was the Same. And it's not better than If You Read This It's Too Late. I put it like number 4. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody ranked Take Care so high.
I got it at number 2, though.
I see why Take Care is like, I listened to it recently. I see why it's like, everybody loves that shit.
I think it's cause like, that was when, I don't know if Drake was at, he wasn't really at his pinnacle, because I think he was at his pinnacle in 2015, 2016. That Hotline Bling,
too late,
views.
And coming off that Meek shit.
I forgot to tell you about that. It was a song, I'm talking all over the place, but it was a song that came out back to back. 2015.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to sing. But anyway, yeah, Scorpion was dope.
I'll put that shit.
It's number 4, though. It's better than Thank Me Later. It's better than Views. And it's better than More Life. Where do you... Okay. Never mind. I'm going to let you go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So, it's Nothing Was the Same. Take Care. What the fuck is that? What you said?
If You're Reading This It's Too Late.
Oh, I forget. If You're Reading... I will put that... No, wait. Nah.
You going to put it at number 4?
Alright, so I look at that shit as like 2 different albums, though.
Okay.
Like side A and side B.
Okay. It's all one album to me.
Cause like, I don't like long albums.
Yeah, it's true. Take Care was long. Take Care was like 20 songs.
That's why it's not my favorite. That's why Nothing Was the Same is, cause it's only 13 songs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd probably be 4, though. Cause if you're reading this, it's still as long as shit. 17 songs. But it's like every song.
Hold on. So hold on.
Every song is a hit, though. I'm not gonna like.
Hold on. So what's your ranking?
Nothing Was the Same. Take Care. If You're Reading This Too Late, Scorpion.
Oh, okay. What's after that?
More Life, and then Views, and then Thank You Later.
Man, you really hate Thank You Later like that?
I don't hate it. But it's like.
I got.
The bars on Thank You Later don't match the other album.
Yeah.
And I don't like, what's that shit he did with Jamie Foxx?
Off Your Sight?
Find Your Love? No.
He didn't do that with Jamie Foxx.
Well, Find Your Love is on there, and I don't like Find
That's
Your Love.
That's amazing.
I don't like it.
The production is terrible. Yeah. Production is terrible. Kanye like threw him a fastball on that one. Man. Yeah. So what music you on right now? Who you been listening to?
Nah, I haven't been fucking
with Sean. I hope not.
Like, new people or just, like, you know, music?
Just music in general. Like, what album have you had on repeat this whole week? I don't know if you listen to, like, albums.
Oh,
all the way through, like,
Scorpion?
Are you still listening to Scorpion?
Still listening to Scorpion.
I ain't gonna lie. I haven't listened to Scorpion in, like, a week now. Damn. Maybe 2.
I've been bumping that shit since it came out.
I bumped it, but like, I listened to that album like 37 times.
It's not.
And then I was like,
good. Where I haven't played at least 5 songs off the album.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm still listening to KOD.
You still listening to KOD?
Yeah. And I went back to For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah, I went back to that.
Man, that album slept on, bro. I know a lot of people say it's trash, but I don't know. I like that album. Yeah. I like that album a lot. I like it more than Born Center.
Because it's short.
That too, but I don't know. I like when
he tells stories. The whole album
I like when he tells stories, and I like when he raps on, like, minimal beats. I don't really like... That was my only gripe with Born Center. Like, Born Center was, like, super... I don't know, I felt like it was overproduced. Like, a lot of the beats was super grandiose, and I didn't really like all that. I like when he rap over the minimal beats, because you can hear everything he's saying.
I'm listening. Oh, Boss Too Hot to Write, I went back to that.
Yeah, okay. Damn, okay. You've been on a Dreamville wave.
Yeah. And then, oh man, I've been listening to Dream Chasers too.
Meek Mill?
Yeah. Dream Chasers too. I'm feeling real aggressive with
it. Oh, okay. Well, I think I've been listening to...
That's just rap though, man. That's just how hard.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was gonna say, I don't think I've really been listening to too much rap. Oh, I made a Future playlist. So I've been listening to that.
Okay.
But I only been listening to that like in the afternoon when I'm playing 2K or something.
Oh, and Without Warning, 21 and also.
I've been
listening to that shit so much lately.
I have been in the 21 Savage
beats,
mood.
Bro? I love the beat.
I've been in the 21 Savage mood lately too. Like I had to listen to him, the joint with him and Metro Boomin.
Savage
Mode. Yeah, I had to listen to that because I don't know. I need 21 Savage to drop some music, bro. Because it's an album. It was decent.
I liked it.
He tried to be versatile.
Yeah. I fuck with it. That Nothing New. I like that shit.
That's my favorite song on the album.
FaceTime. I like that.
FaceTime is all right.
Yeah, yeah. I like the Tupac. This shit we was talking about. Thug Life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot
the
name of that.
The shit where he was being hella ignorant.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. The R&B though. Man, Daniel Caesar.
I've been listening to that this week too.
That Japanese Denim, I had that shit. Playing that shit
loud as fuck. I just been listening to Fruity, whole album.
Frank Ocean.
Blonde. I'm starting to like Blonde more than Channel Orange.
Yeah, I always did.
I didn't at first. I thought Channel Orange was like, I mean, it's a classic, definitely, yeah. But I don't know.
That's probably one of the few long albums I don't mind listening to.
What, Blonde? Blonde is dope. Did you watch the little...
Nope.
You
talking about
the Endless joint?
The Endless? That's what the... It's like an album, but it's a movie.
Yeah.
I tried to.
Bro, I wish it was a way where you can like rip all that music and
put it as like a song. And
yeah, because I don't be wanting to watch the video. This man like building
trees and shit. Yeah, it's like they set up a stage and shit, right?
Huh?
Like he's setting up a stage or some shit?
He's setting up a stage. He like, I don't know, building a car. I don't know what this nigga doing. But like, I don't know, bro. That Endless is hard. Endless is hard. But I understand why he had to do that. Because he sung that Aaliyah joint. And Aaliyah family wasn't going to have that. Oh. Him trying to sell it. Yeah. I'm sure they got it copywritten or something like that.
I heard that nigga was mad at Drake for fucking with Aaliyah song.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why either.
Like the shit he did with her,
I feel like he the type of nigga that go on SoundCloud more after music.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Stop playing, man.
No, some people do. Some people be like, yo, I almost SoundCloud. Ain't nothing wrong with SoundCloud. I like SoundCloud
just
a lot.
I SoundCloud for the songs that's not on our
movie. Yeah, same. I either go there or I go to like my mixtapes or Spinrilla or something like that.
I can't have them shits. They got too many ads.
I don't really care about the ads. I don't really get that many ads on if you make a profile on my mixtapes. All you gotta do is sync it to your Facebook. And then your profile is basically already set. That's what I did. It's not a lot of work, man. Just go to sign in and it says Facebook. You click Facebook and it says, alright. That's it, bro.
It's
really not a lot.
Fuck it, I don't know the name
was on. I don't know either. But I wish Girls Love Beyonce was on. What album was that? That came out around the time If You're Reading This Is Too Late came out, I think.
No.
No, it was before that. It was before that.
Cause 5 a.m. in Toronto.
Yeah.
You dropped 5 a.m.
That should have been on Nothing Was the Same then.
If 5 a.m. in Toronto was on the album. Any album, bro.
Yeah.
That shit.
Oh, speaking of that, when you was talking about, you said Drake's seven intro songs on all his albums
are
better than Ye's seven song album.
Yep. I'm right here.
Pull up. You already got it as a playlist?
Yep.
All right, pull it up. All right. So, all right. We could do that right now. You got Ye album saved too, huh? Cause I was going like write them side by side, see which one is better.
Yeah,
2 years ago. Damn. Okay. So, Ye had that. All right. So, who we got for the Drake joint? All right. So we got Fireworks, Over My Dead Body, Legend,
Why
Keep
you
the Family
Tuscan
Close. Oh shit! Body. Yeah, I didn't even see Tuscan. Damn, I'm tripping. Tuscan Leather.
Classic.
Tuscan Leather is his best intro.
6 minutes? Oh my god.
Yeah, that's his best intro ever. Keep the Family Close. Like I said, I feel like The Weeknd should have sung that. That don't sound like a Drake song to me.
That was about Nicki. You're supposed to put your pride aside and like, come on, bro.
That was about
Nicki.
That could have been Young Money, though.
That was about fucking Nicki. Because he just came out the Meek Mill shit.
Could have been Birdman, though.
I would like to think it was about Nicki, though. It was about Nicki.
Free Smoke was straight.
Yo, bars. And he was name dropping in that shit.
Free Smoke was straight.
And Survival.
Survival, yeah.
That shit, yo, why the fuck is it 2 minutes?
That's slack. Like his shortest.
He's slack.
Yeah, that's like his shortest
all intro. All the other ones long. Pause.
And then you got the... You got the Ye junk?
Yep.
Oh, I thought about killing you. Not kill myself.
Okay.
And then Yikes.
Which one is the one where you're talking about his daughter and her figure?
His daughter and what?
In the song, he was like, he don't want his daughter. He said his daughter gonna have the same shape as Kim. You missed that one?
I don't remember. I haven't listened to this album.
Oh, okay.
Since. I listened to it when it first came out. Probably like the first... I listened to it about 12, 15 times, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't listened to it no more. Wouldn't Leave.
All the songs were Party is fire, though.
Party kind of pissing me off.
Party is fire, but not why?
Because he's, I feel like he's trying, not that too, he ain't dropping. I'm waiting for him to drop. But he don't sound like Party no more. I feel like he sound like Young Thug. He sound like a mixture of Young Thug and Ty Dolla Sign now.
He killing that shit.
Ty Dolla Song sing better than him to me, though. Ty Dolla Song doing the runs.
Yeah. His Lucy's on SoundCloud is fire, though.
All right, so we gonna put these together, right? Oh, we're going to put these song for song. So Kill Myself versus Fireworks. Which song is better?
Fireworks.
Okay. All right. Yikes versus Over My Dead Body.
I don't know how Yikes goes.
What? That's the joint
that
Drake wrote.
Okay, well,
she can
guys.
Get.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah. Okay, okay.
Frightening. Over My Dead Body, though.
I think I killed that body in the game, man. Damn.
That's hard, bro.
That's hard.
Yeah,
over my dead body. And then he had, whoever the fuck that was at the end singing.
I don't know.
Over my dead body.
So, Yikes, Over My Dead Body, bro.
Shit. Oh, yikes.
Yikes? Okay. Yikes.
Yeah.
All Mine.
Tuscan Leather.
Yeah, Tuscan Leather. That shit. Ain't nothing fucking with Tuscan Leather. I think Tuscan Leather the best song on this whole shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Wouldn't Leave versus Legend. Legend. You like Wouldn't Leave?
I would say Wouldn't Leave.
Really? I don't know. I already told you, like...
Yeah, you...
That if you read it, it's too late. It was my shit. Legend versus Wouldn't Leave.
I wouldn't leave.
No Mistakes versus Keep the Family Close.
No mistakes. How does that go?
I don't remember, but I just don't like Keep the Family Close like that. Cause okay, it sound like The Weeknd. It sound like Earned It to me. It don't sound like Earned It to me. Or to you?
To me.
Shut up, Nick. You know what I mean?
But I fuck with Keep the. All of my Let's Just Be Friends are friends I don't have anymore.
I don't know. When I hear that song, I hear him in a mansion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like how Will Smith was in the house with nothing. That's how I imagine Drake, bro. He just sitting in the house with nothing and probably like a glass of whatever his drink is called. That probably costs
Virginia
like
two. Black?
Yeah, that shit.
That song's about Nicki. Bro, if you choose our
number. Man, I got no mistakes, bro. I got no mistakes. All
right.
Ghost Town versus Free Smoke. Free Smoke.
Free Smoke. Free Smoke. Free Smoke.
Violent Crimes versus Survival. Violent Crimes was the joint about, was the one about his daughter.
Okay, well, Survival.
You still got Survival.
I just feel like that was weird. I wanted to know which song that was, because that's weird.
Oh, yeah. It's young, yeah. The Drake intro.
I mean, he got four.
Yeah, he got four.
4-3. Game 7, all right.
And then he still, and then Ye got three. Yeah. So would you say, all right, so Ye's been out for almost 20 years now?
For real?
Yeah.
What? Oh, shit, 2009. I mean, well, 2019 would be like 20 years.
It'd be 12, yeah, it'd be about 20 years.
Yo.
Nah, it'd be over. Nah.
Wait, when
he came out. Nah.
What's that?
Nah. If you want to be like, if you talking about
when did he do the fucking video, Gold Digger?
He came out before that, fool.
I know, but that's
what Jesus Walks.
Well, that's when I fucking remember.
All Falls Down. All that was like 0203.
Oh, 0203.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
You weren't even like bored.
Four,
I forgot. You weren't even bored.
Stop. I'm four. 02. That shit came out 02.
Yeah. Like 02.
He sang that song in 02.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was three.
And then he produced on the Black Album. Was it the Black Album? I think, yeah, it was the Black Album. He did that shit like 01.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I
mean,
like 45. Like
45, damn.
Something like, nah, I don't think he's 45. He's 40-something.
Nah, because Pusha, Drake said
Pusha older than him, yeah.
He running behind.
Yeah, I don't know. He probably like 2 years older than him, though. He made it seem like he a whole generation ahead of him. Nah.
Dumpy.
Here we go.
Dumpy hard as fuck.
I feel like this episode should just be called OVO. Hey, we've been talking about Drake the whole time.
You OVO Davis.
Chill out. Oh, speaking of OVO, man, Boy Wonder just followed your boy on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
OVO Davis.
Nah.
Inside Scoop.
Whatever. yeah. That's all we're going to talk about. We ain't really got that else to talk about.
Okay. Bryson Tiller, bro.
What about him? He need to drop some shit.
If this album is bad, like,
if this album bad, he a flop, bro. He a one album wonder.
And that's gonna be so sad.
Cause what was the other one? Self-made or something like that. Nah, that was MMG.
What the fuck was it? Self-righteous? I got it.
Nah, it was self-righteous.
True to self.
That album, okay.
It's long as shit.
It is long as shit.
The songs are good though.
It ain't that bad.
I'm just not finna sit through 19 average ass songs.
Yeah, that's true. They all like C.
Except grade. Something tells me in the shit where it's like Drake fucking niggas up with the Caribbean shit.
Oh yeah. I know she
made
me.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this?
He made everybody think that they could pull that shit off.
Did you hear the who did? Somebody just did one like that.
Recently?
Yeah.
Like 2000.
Vic Mensa.
I don't Big like Mister Big Mister because he can't rap. He can't rap.
Big Bristle, though. Oh, no. He sound like he really want to be J. Cole.
This nigga Charlamagne boosted, hyped the fuck out of Vic Mensa.
Oh, what'd he say?
He said this nigga was great. So I said, all right. Let's see.
Did you listen to the, what was it, autobiography or something like that? Did you listen to that?
That is trash.
Is it?
That's what I listened to. And then I came to the conclusion that he cannot rap.
I heard that 16 shots or some shit like that. That song straight.
Can't rap.
But I haven't heard anything else.
He tried to tell a story.
I like when he be singing. Like when he sung. Sings? Yeah. You heard Wolves off of Pablo?
That's
yeah.
Him?
Okay. He was straight on that.
Okay.
He was straight on that.
We could talk about Chance.
Oh, them two M4 songs he dropped?
Those four songs?
Yeah.
Are trash.
I ain't gonna say that. They straight, bro. Like
the one only shit I like
We Gonna Need Security. I like that joint.
Might Need Security, yeah.
Or
might in the beat, and it's like, and the girl's like, fuck you. I like that. I feel like I hear Drake rapping on that, though.
Drake will body that shit.
Man,
bro.
That's like a draft day shit.
I'm sorry. I keep riding Drake too hard on this shit.
Yeah, I keep going back to Drake. Hey, fuck Drake.
What'd you say?
Fuck Drake.
We ride too hard on this dude.
Yeah,
man.
But Chance, though, I don't like Chance.
I ain't gonna say I'm not a fan. Cause I fuck with Acid Rap.
And then what else after that?
Coloring Book was decent.
Coloring Book.
I listened to it a few times.
Man, Smoke Break and Juke Jam. And those were features.
I like the joint with it's 2 Chainz and what's his face?
A feature.
And
he has no good song on there by himself.
Yeah, he do. Man, pull up.
Coloring Book. There's no good song on there with him by himself.
I can't agree with that right now. I see the evidence.
Bro, look how many features he got. You think he got one good song in there by himself?
It's Same like, Drugs was good.
Yeah, Same Drugs anymore, I guess.
So, Blessings was good.
Stop it.
I don't even know how that shit go.
Big Sean Blessings. Trash his Blessings.
Man, shut up with that Big Sean bullshit,
bro. Bro, we gonna... Hey,
man really love Big Sean.
I'm just tired of niggas disrespecting Sean Don.
Stop. Don't ever call another man Sean.
I know,
Don.
Bro. Chill out.
Sean Don.
Don.
He's trash, bro.
I made the playlist, guys.
How many songs you got in the 12?
14.
Exactly.
I had to give him 2 extra because I know niggas don't fuck with him.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. I bet most of them songs is off of Dark Sky Paradise.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Damn. Yeah, exactly.
5 songs off that bitch. All right. But that shit with him and Metro was hard, too.
I didn't listen to it. Rap. No, I did listen to it. It was horrible. He has some, like,
that shit with
mediocre
him and,
bars.
That shit with him and 21?
21 outdid him, bro.
You don't believe that.
I do. 21 Savage died.
He killed the hook.
Who?
Big Sean.
Or Sean Don.
I'm not calling him that. I don't know who said that.
You said that.
I ain't said that shit.
Sean Don.
But anyway, yeah, man.
I'm going to listen to that little playlist later.
But who's it? Oh, Chance. Oh, the internet. You fucking with this album?
Yes.
I'm not.
I don't care. Bro, I listened to that shit like five to 8 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 I got 6.
You don't have Lottie Dahl on there?
Nope.
Are you tripping? You tripping, bro. That album is dope. I don't know if it's better than Ego Death.
It's not. You fuck with Ari Lennox, bro?
She straight.
You fuck with the song?
Yeah, straight.
Stop it.
She not better than SZA.
Well,
that's what I'ma pit her against because it's TDE versus Dreamville.
Hey, Karma, did I tell you this before?
What?
My theory, Karma fucking SZA up. Cause her first album was that album was so good, they had to like even the playing field.
Which one? You talking about
Control?
I don't know why I was thinking about the little SZA agent. Yeah,
so the universe came back and was like, nah, I'm gonna fuck your voice up. So
we're gonna even but she's straight now. Her voice is better now. Top Dog got that situation.
Is she real?
Yeah.
For real?
He got that shit taken care of.
Well,
man.
She need to drop some music.
She will. It's too early now, man. That was 20.
Yeah, she gotta wait.
She took over 2017.
She gotta wait. DJ Khaled. Oh, you don't fuck with YG, though.
Absolutely not. YG is horrible.
What?
YG is horrible, bro.
He's not horrible.
He's horrible.
21 Savage is better than him.
Exactly.
I don't know why I said that.
I don't know why you said that either.
21 Savage. Like they go to like, they fucking like in the same group. They both be on that ignorant shit.
21 Savage don't be on no ignorant shit. He be on some cold blooded, yeah. I'm about to kill you, dog. I like that.
You fuck with the game?
I used to. I don't really listen to him that much no more.
Oh, Nicki Minaj, she dropping. Are you going to listen to it? I'm not listening to that shit.
Yeah, probably not, man. I didn't listen to Cardi B shit, so I'm probably not going to listen to Nicki Minaj.
I listen to Cardi B shit just because, like, you know, I don't know why.
Nope.
But the first one, she tried to recreate Dreams and Nightmares, her first song.
Oh, I did hear that one. I heard, like,
she
I heard, like,
killed it, but I didn't like it because, like.
I heard them little snippets that she was putting up on Instagram, and I was just like, nah, I ain't fucking with it.
It was decent.
Like, as far as female rappers, I don't know. I like No Name. I don't know. I love No Name.
No Name is amazing.
I love No Name.
She got this song with Chance. That shit.
I don't know, but any song she dropped to me is amazing. It's a chick named Chelsea Reject. She's dope. She from New York. She be rapping with Pro Era with Joey Badass in her.
Okay.
Her flow is.
You fuck with Rhapsody?
Hell yeah. Like, I like those type of female rappers.
Charlamagne said Rhapsody's better than J. Cole. I felt so disrespected. Just as a fan.
That's an interesting. I ain't gonna say nothing. That's an interesting though.
Stop it.
That's interesting, bro.
I don't want to hear that from where.
That's interesting, bro. Rhapsody over J. Cole.
This man sitting here thinking about Rhapsody.
I'm thinking about it because like, Rhapsody got some fire bars.
I'm not putting Rhapsody over J. Cole.
She the best female rapper though to me.
Think she a body Nicki?
Yes. Yes. Flow, nah. But
Nicki Flow is insane.
Nicki Flow is nice, but we talking about bars, content.
Yeah.
Rhapsody got her all day. I really want to hear a song by Nicki on this new album where she like
a grown woman,
like exactly like a grown woman talking about like I don't know the breakup that she had with Meek and how that affected her.
Yeah.
I don't know. She just I'm not really a fan of the whole sell your body type females, but whatever. I don't know. I know some of the fans that are listening probably like that stuff, but not a fan
of it.
Nicki? Yeah, no, I ain't gonna say I'm a fan of Nicki. I like some of her songs though.
I don't.
I never listened to a full album by her though either.
No. Sabrina Claudio.
We can't talk about her on this station.
Hey man.
We cannot talk about her on this station.
All of her past endeavors have nothing to do with her now.
The tweet was before
she was young.
The tweet was before her music though.
I know. So she been racist her whole life. Yeah. She made a fake Instagram page too.
Yeah, and she from the crib.
She from Florida?
She from Miami, dog. Oh. She from the crib.
I told you the craziest people come from Florida.
Yeah.
So Sabrina's out of here.
Yeah, she out of here.
Her? She up next? She not gonna drop
her
nothing.
Her wasn't up next. She been up next. Her is
she's not gonna drop nothing phenomenal. For a long time.
That's a lie.
She just put all her shit together.
That really came out 2016.
I know what it came
so
out.
So she gonna drop it out.
But like,
she gonna drop something, bro. You listen to you ever heard of Queen Naja?
Yes.
She just dropped an EP that. Earlier today. Oh, we in Korea, so we on Korea time. But yeah, she just dropped an EP earlier today. I like it, bro.
I only heard one song.
What song? Medicine.
That shit is nice.
That shit hard, bro. You gotta listen to
I didn't even know that was her. Like, I didn't know she could sing like her and that dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were artists. I just thought they were like a famous couple. Not even.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Oh, wow. So you actually know her for her music?
Yeah. What do you know her for?
Her and that Chris nigga.
Chris what?
Chris Sales, I think.
That's who is that? Who
bro,
this
they
person?
Was like a couple, bro. Like, there was one of the Instagram couple, one of the media. Bro, there was a couple.
You talking about that Hurt Bay shit?
No, that's not them.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not them. But no, yeah, that's what I know her from.
Yeah, I don't know her from. She be on YouTube or some shit?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know her from that. I know her music. I know, yeah, she dropped that EP, that joint hard.
All right, Kiana Lede. She's fire. She just dropped some shit.
Yeah, I saw it. I ain't listened to it yet, though.
It's good.
It's a chick named Umi that got a, she got an EP out, too. Probably haven't heard of her. She like I think she up and coming. I'll probably put some of her music on this episode.
Georgia Smith?
Oh yeah. Her album is fire. Even though she did Drake wrong, man.
Did Drake dirty, bro.
She hurt that man. She broke that man's spirit. See this that's why I don't mess with like younger chicks, bro. Younger chicks don't be knowing what they want.
Crazy how we got back to Drake.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's why I don't mess with younger chicks. Younger chicks don't be knowing what they want. And they'll stay with a dude until they find out, they stay with a dude until, oh, I know what I want and it's not you.
That shit is
you
so
do
hard,
all man. Of this stuff for them, like put them on features and get them a whole interlude.
And she's like, nah.
Get them popping and then they're like, nah, I'm good.
Nigga Drake
I'm good, love. Enjoy.
This nigga Drake went to England.
This nigga, man got... Hold on.
Does this nigga not realize how famous he is, bro? Like, why is he going to England for this?
My man got gigs on the album. He got the whole grime scene.
She did that.
I'm sure she has a hand in that. I'm sure she was like, you ever heard of gigs? And then he was probably like... he was probably like, nah, never heard of gigs. With the little Drake... Handshake, I don't know, man. That's crazy. Damn, that's crazy. That's how girls will get you like that, though. girls will definitely get you like that. They'll make you go to the ends of the earth and then push you off.
Have my man go to London. This nigga's too
famous. ASAP ain't even, like, ASAP ain't even do that. I mean, he be messing with the London crowd and shit, but he ain't got no girl making him add them to his interludes and shit.
Who you fuck with now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know he definitely be fucking with it because he used to fuck with Rita Ora.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah.
Didn't she fuck Jay-Z?
I don't know. But he oh, on, was it on? Nah, it was on
Long Live ASAP?
Nah, the
Long
second
Love ASAP? No, Love was the first
one. The one that came out in 2015, all of them got ASAP in them except for this trash one. The new one that just came out. That shit's horrible.
Fastlane or some shit?
Testing. That shit's horrible. I think I said horrible like 85 times on this episode. Yeah. But that shit's horrible.
I'm glad we didn't talk about Playboi Carti. Because he's trash.
Yeah.
Just had to put that out there. If y'all like Playboi Carti, he's trash.
Nigga. So who your top 10 trash artists out right now?
Playboi Carti.
You better not say my boy, man.
Who?
You already know, man. You better not say my boy, dog.
Fucking 6ix9ine.
Oh, you trash. Now you're wrong for that, man. 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine is the king of New York.
Lil Pump.
Oh, you tripping.
I don't even know that many trash ass niggas because I don't listen to trash ass music. Let's see.
Ugly God is horrible.
Ugly God, fucking garbage. Nigga, Blockboy JB is garbage.
Did you listen to his freestyle?
No, I don't want to.
Hold on.
This nigga is trash.
Nah. I'm about to turn on the speaker. No.
That nigga is trash. Hey, did you know? Damn. I'm
not even gonna say that. Hit up. Yeah, go to the Bluetooth, man. You gotta look up this shit. It's like XRX or something like that.
Bluetooth. Nigga, we really finna listen to that shit?
Yes, man. I want you to listen to the buffoonery.
XRX. It's not Miss.
Let me see.
Damn, bro. The fuck did that happen? Oh, I think I tried to connect to you. We got your Apple Watch right here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But it's dead.
Oh.
All right, man. You got to look up this Blockboy JB shit.
Oh, XRX. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
All right. And what? On YouTube?
Yeah, Blockboy JB Freshman or XXL Freshman Freestyle.
This nigga is garbage.
We gotta let the world hear this foolishness. He got the most elementary flow I've ever heard. Like, he don't even do like the little Uzi. Like, at least that shit be flowing, but like,
he did it with Smoke. I'm just do his.
Yeah, just do his, cause
I don't know if it's gonna be too loud. So
XXL. Give your bitch a dick in the XXL. Running from the cops, yeah, we running from 12. If I see a op, I'ma dump 100 shells. I don't fuck with streets, not saved by the bell. Ooh. Y'all niggas never ever met the cartel.
Dang.
I was walking around with about 30 Glock shells. Have you ever smelled the gunpowder? Pull up on your block like Bowser. Spinning out his fire. Y'all niggas liars.
Yo, this shit is trash.
I was a pacifier. I'm a real nigga. I ain't never been a liar. I'm a real nigga. I ain't never been a liar.
We
can't
play
no games with no suckers. I don't like these niggas, Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Ruckus.
These niggas hating, I can't trust them. Pull up people with the like chopper late night, I'm a bust.
One day, nigga, I'm gonna write a hit one day. That shit was. Yo, that shit was terrible.
Damn, who else freestyle was bad? Nah, his was the worst. His was the worst. It wasn't as bad as Playboi Carti's.
Because he's trash. Cause Trippie Red is trash.
Oh, cause he didn't do the freestyle.
No, Trippie Red is trash because I came back from Basic and I hear like a fucking copy version of Uzi. I was so upset, bro. I was like, what the fuck is
Trippie
this?
Trippie Red, alright, man.
He's trash. He's Uzi. He's trying to be
Uzi. He's not Uzi.
He tried to be
He's
Uzi.
A different Uzi.
He tried to be
He's
Uzi.
Like Glock. Speaking of Glock, you ever heard of Glock 9?
Yep. G Herbo, trash.
What? Nah. Okay, so I thought he was trash too, but you gotta listen to his new album. Y'all listen, Swervo? It just came out. Yeah.
Swervo?
Yeah. It's straight, bro.
I refuse.
I ain't gonna lie, I only listened to like 3 songs, and one of them had 21 Savage on it, and that shit was hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to. I'm gonna listen to one with 21, the one with Uzi, and he got one with Yachty, I think.
I'm probably not gonna listen to that one.
You don't fuck with Yachty?
I don't know. He have his moments. Like, it's only his last album. I forgot the name. That shit.
Lil Boat 2.
That shit straight.
That shit is good because it's short.
That shit
too.
Straight. That songs. Yeah, it's short, but it's dark. I don't like that happy shit. That's why I don't really fuck with Chance. I don't like all that happy music, but like, I like that shit to be grimy.
I noticed that like on my playlist, I be choosing like the smooth, dark beats and shit.
Yeah, like but like some moody shit. That, I don't know. That shit, that's the vibes I be on. The only happy shit I do fuck with is the internet, bruh.
I don't like their happy shit. That's
did you listen to Gambino shit? His 2 songs? The Summertime
Magic? Oh, yeah. I didn't like them.
I like those. I don't know why.
No, I can't fuck with it.
I don't know. I fuck with them.
Only, all right, let me be honest. I only fuck with like 2 Childish Gambino songs. Redbone, 3005.
And you wrote down because of the internet? You don't even fuck with that, huh? Man, yeah, I won that shit, bro. Because the internet was decent.
It was decent. I figured people liked it.
I don't think it was better than this is my To Pimp a Butterfly moment. I don't think it was better than Awake, the singing album that he dropped.
Okay. With the Negro Spirituals? That's the one with Redbone, right?
Yeah, bro, he's stupid.
The Negro Spirituals, bro. Don't call it what it is.
No Negro Spirituals on there. But that shit hard, though. At least I fuck with it. I fuck with it more than I fuck with the other shit. So would you say he's the most versatile artist?
Out, like right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he like, he's the only nigga acting.
Nah.
Who acting like currently?
I can think of somebody. Will Smith?
No, but like...
Man, Will Smith who's spitting bars, bro.
Oh, okay. All right.
You ain't hear, bro. Look up Will Smith.
I be watching.
He was spitting bars, bro. Man. My man did the In My Feelings challenge. He had the best In My Feelings challenge. Nobody talking about
none of them dumbass challenges.
You gotta watch his though. He got the best one, bro.
Oh, I did.
My man climbed up because
he climbed
Eiffel
the
tower.
The shit.
It wasn't Eiffel Tower. It was in
not the Eiffel Tower. New York. I know shit. It was on some tall ass building.
Yeah.
And he had another man standing there watching.
This man had a drone come around. This man, he the goat, bro.
You like Jaden Smith, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I like him. I mean, he's decent.
Did you listen to Sorry?
That's the old shit or the new one?
The new shit.
No.
That's why. Sorry, it's dope. It's a different vibe, though. So, like, I don't know if you like Willow Smith, but she do, like, alternative music. And she's singing, like...
There's only one Willow Smith I fuck with. One Willow Smith song I fuck with.
I said Willow.
One Willow Smith song I fuck with.
I hope it ain't no Whip My Hair.
Whip My Head back and forth.
Fuck out of here,
bro. And there's only one Jaden Smith song I fuck with.
Icon.
Never Say Never, featuring Justin Bieber.
Man, I'm about to open this door.
I was in fifth grade, cuz.
He was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
What? I don't even know what year that was.
Whatever year, I don't know. But yeah, I was in fifth grade. I had a white girlfriend. We went to the movie theater.
Of course, you had a white girlfriend.
And we saw what's the name? What's the movie he was in?
The Karate movie.
Karate Kid. Yep. Yeah. I saw that.
That shit's trash. I don't know if you've seen the original, but it's trash compared to the original.
I don't like the original.
You tripping, bro? You tripping?
Jaden Smith was amazing. Taraji P. Henson was in that.
Yeah, she was. Them crazy ass eyebrows. Them shit scared me.
She was not a good mother. For real, bro. She was a lucky trash. Took that nigga to China.
Yeah, she was a teacher, wasn't she?
She was poor.
So, nigga?
Why are you going to China if you're poor?
Why would you stay in America if you're poor?
She exactly. Black people, bro. Surrounded
by. Oh, yeah, black people gonna make you rich?
No, but the camaraderie.
That fuck that, bro. She was a teacher, bro.
They had a fan. I think I remember them having a fucking fan in there. He was hot as shit. Like,
I got a fan right here.
Like, look where we live at, though. Like,
oh yeah, hey man, we live in the dorm rooms. They call barracks and army and shit.
Nigga, we stay in the ghetto.
Yeah, we do.
I keep going to SoundCloud because I need people to fuck with Noah, bro.
He did drop some new shit. I ain't listened to it yet.
This man is amazing.
You want to play some shit? Play, I don't know. Play one of his new things.
All right. the shit. He just dropped this shit. Oh, boom. He dropped this shit called Save It. Oh.
That sounds familiar.
I have been involved with you for so long. Now I'm gonna evolve with you.
Save You by Noah. No One. Follow the man on SoundCloud. It's NO1/Noah.
Yeah, because he ain't got no Apple Music, but.
Yeah.
Nah, he dope, though.
I guess he sounded like a bad record there because he had an album on there.
Oh, word?
Yeah, but then like they took it off.
I'll say I looked it up, but I ain't seen it.
I took that shit off. But he got like singles on there, though.
True.
It's fire. That nigga's amazing. Shit, I'm trying to connect to my phone.
Hey, don't worry about it, bro.
Who's about doing that?
I was trying to find some other music to play.
Oh, okay.
Cause that was your little song that nobody knows.
Oh yeah.
I'm about to play. Man, look up Queen Naija, bro.
Queen Naija, why you about to play that shit?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna just drop this one.
Not Medicine. It was another joint. Bad Boy.
Karma. Oh, my son, Karma.
Bad Boy.
Soulful Sounds, is that? Oh, shit. Somebody made a playlist for her? What the fuck?
What you mean? And she do only got like 5 songs. But...
Oh, she just dropped the EP.
Yeah, I told you, fool.
Bad Boy. Last song. Okay, I fuck with it. And it's 5 songs.
It's an EP.
Thank you.
That was Bad Boy by Queen Naja. Her EP is out right now.
That shit was fire.
Yeah. I told you, man. She
I can't believe, man, I didn't know she sung. I thought she was a personality.
Never heard of it. I'm good, man. I don't need some YouTube video.
I pull that shit up, bro. I could have sworn she was like only famous.
No, that might taint my views of her.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's why I don't watch that Love and Hip Hop bullshit. They have some dope artists on there, but...
What, Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah.
Has dope artists?
Yeah.
Joe Budden.
What's the dude's name?
Jocelyn?
No, she's horrible.
Stevie.
Stevie J, bro.
Stevie J.
Ray J was on there. All right.
All right.
Hey, bro, tell them where they can follow you on social media.
All right. Follow me on Instagram at
You don't even know his Instagram.
Damn, bro, hold on. Oh, at Shamik, Shymiek. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Tuesday Nights with two S's. Yeah. All right, and I got another Twitter. It's and I'm not going to. Don't worry about that. All right, yeah. Don't worry about that.
Man, got two different names. Hey, y'all can follow me on all social media sites at SIVAAD _MTAF. If you follow me on Instagram, I put up daily music topics. And if you follow me on Apple Music, I have a gang of playlists. So y'all follow me on all of those. And it's been a dope show.
Yeah, sure. Hey, y'all, my Cash App is $.
Nigga, ain't nobody about to give you no money, man. Hey, don't listen to that bullshit. All right, y'all. All right, we out, dog. Peace.